This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine received a surprise visit from South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol Saturday, who pledged more support as Ukraine's president warned Russia was throwing all its resources into stopping Ukraine's counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
South Korea's Yoon Suk-yeol met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday. During a surprise trip to Kyiv, Yoon said his country will send a bigger batch of military supplies, as well as $150 million in humanitarian aid. Last year, South Korea gave Ukraine non-lethal supplies, such as body armor and helmets. Zelensky asked Yoon to boost military support when they first met in May. In his nightly address late Friday, Zelensky said Russian forces are pouring their resources into stopping Ukraine's troops from pressing on with their counteroffensive. Kyiv is working to take back swaths of land in the east and southern part of the country, all captured by Russian forces. But Ukrainian military analysts suggest the move is not easy for Ukrainian forces.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reporting. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good, but his office said he'll spend the night in the hospital after he was hospitalized earlier for apparent dehydration. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
The 73-year-old, who is Israel's longest-serving leader, had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave, his office's statement said. Netanyahu's office said he was admitted to Sheba Hospital near Tel Aviv on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness. Initial tests came back normal without findings. The preliminary diagnosis is dehydration, it said, adding further routine tests were underway. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Scorching temperatures across Europe have forced the closure of the Acropolis in Athens, Greece, for a second day. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Meteorologists say even hotter weather is expected next week, when the mercury is forecast to top about 104 degrees Fahrenheit in several popular Mediterranean tourist destinations. 15 cities in Italy were under heat advisories on Saturday. Rome saw a high of 95 F. but is expected to get up to 107.6 F on Tuesday. Experts urge vulnerable people to take precautions against the heat wave caused by a high-pressure anticyclone from the south. It's been named Cerberus after the three-headed dog in ancient Greek mythology who guarded the gates of the underworld. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Striking Hollywood actors joined film and television writers on picket lines Friday, the first day of a dual work stoppage that has forced U.S. studios to shutter productions as workers battle over pay. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Joint action by both Hollywood writers and actors hasn't been seen in more than 60 years. In Los Angeles, actors marched outside offices like Paramount and Netflix, calling for better pay in the streaming TV era. SAG-AFTRA president Fran Drescher, the star of the TV series The Nanny, raised her well-known voice, joining picketers outside Netflix.
We are speaking on behalf of workers all across the nation and around the world. The eyes of workers are upon us.
SAG-AFTRA, Hollywood's largest union, and the Writers Guild of America, they're demanding increases in base pay and residuals.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia Saturday were searching for a man suspected of gunning down three men and a woman in the town of Hampton. Law enforcement authorities said the shootings happened late Saturday morning in a subdivision in Hampton, a city of about 8,500 people, about 65 kilometers south of Atlanta. Hampton Police Chief James Turner said during a news conference they're looking for 40-year-old Andre Longmore, who they believe to be armed and dangerous.
Around the time of 10:45 this morning, Mr. Langmore shot and killed four residents of the city of Hampton. All four victims are adults. There was three males, one female.
The police chief said detectives are investigating at least four crime scenes that are in close proximity to one another. He declined to discuss a possible motive. Authorities didn't release the victim's name, saying they're trying to notify families. A $10,000 reward has been issued for information leading to Longmore's arrest and prosecution. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.